Thank you for visiting DerekDunn.org. You're about to listen to an audio devotion by Derek Dunn. Hope you be blessed.
Hi, welcome back to the show. This week I thought I would just talk about the subject of surrendering to God. Now, when you hear that word surrender, it can be a very scary word. As we go through life, most of us, we like to be in control of things. We want to be people that make things happen and striving for success. We're out there trying to get all the knowledge we can. We're out there wanting to get education. We're out there wanting to be in control of what we can do. You have different movements. You have the women's movement. You have youth movements. People are wanting to take control of their life. And, you know, there's different sayings that if you want to make something happen, it's up to you, and that we have to make things happen. But, you know, friends, that is very contrary to what we find in the Word of God. Of course, God has gifted every one of us with different skills, different abilities, different talents. He's given us a purpose. But those things only happen when we learn how to surrender to God. Because the Bible says that Jesus is not just our Savior, but it also says that He is our Lord. And what does it mean to be Lord? It means that we are not living our life for ourselves, but we're allowing Him to guide us and direct us in our life. And as a believer, we want to see transformation. We want to find fulfillment in life. And the key to seeing that happening is for us to live a life which is in surrender to the cross of Christ. Now, the cross, as we hear about it, it can many times be a very negative thing. We just celebrated Easter a few weeks ago, and we see what Jesus went through at the cross. We see how He suffered, how he died, and we rejoice in the resurrection. But it can be a very gothic thing, can be a very gruesome thing. And it shows us the great love that He had, that He would go through that. But the cross is not a place of defeat. The cross is a place of victory. Nothing can be more fundamental to our walk with Christ, to our walk with God, than having understanding of the cross. The key to transformation, to experiencing true liberty, to experiencing true life, to experiencing true love, it takes place at the cross. What does the cross speak to us of? It's a place of surrender. And most of the time, as I said earlier, we don't like to surrender. If we had been on the cross, we think to ourselves how we would have wanted to call the angels down. We would have wanted to, you know, take justification in things, and we would want to, like we would see in the movies where the unsung hero comes back, and, you know, in the end of the day, you know, he rides off into the sunset in victory, and what everyone thought it was over, he you know, we come back and turn the tables around. But Jesus didn't do that. He was in total surrender to God. And we have to understand, we also need to live that type of life, that Christ is our example. The Bible tells us in the book of Zechariah, chapter 4 and verse 6, and it's a familiar verse to many of us. The Bible says, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts." And what does that speak to us of? That God wants to be God in our lives. As I said, Jesus wants to be Lord. And if we never learn to give up, what does that mean? It doesn't mean we're doing nothing, but it means that we're surrendering. If we never learn to give up, we will never learn to give in. So giving up speaks of not doing nothing, but it speaks of surrendering to God. And only when you surrender, only when you give up, are you able to give in, are you able to yield to God. And friends, that's a place that we need to come as a believer. As we come into salvation, it's us saying, "God, I need you. I can't do it on my own. All have sinned, all have fallen short of the glory of God, and we all need a Savior." And then we need Him to lead us in our life and to make Him the Lord of our life. There are four areas that I want to share in our next few episodes that we need to learn to surrender to God. The first area we need to surrender is we need to surrender, number one, to God's wisdom. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 55 verse 9, God says, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." So this tells us that God's ways of doing things are higher than our ways. And we always, you know, as opinionated people, as a leader myself, I have a certain way of thinking, a certain way that I think things should be done. And all of us do. We have our preference. That comes from our personality, comes from our experience. But friends, God's ways are better than our ways. His ways are higher than our ways. And we've got to acknowledge that and learn to surrender to Him. When we feel like giving up, that's the time for us to give in. We try on our own many times and it doesn't work out. Things don't work the way we would want it to work. We go through trials. We go through difficulties. It's not a time for us to quit, but it is a time for us to give up and say, it's enough and enough is enough. I'm not going to keep trying to do it in my own strength, by my own ability. It's not by my might. It's not by my power, but it's by the Spirit of God. And in doing that, we're able to give into God. And we all go through difficult circumstances, through trials in life. These circumstances make it easy for us to humble ourselves. It makes it easy for us to give up. And it doesn't mean that God causes those things to happen, but God allows them to happen. Nothing happens to us in our life without God allowing it. And friends, as we go through difficult times, I know my own life, I've gone through struggles in my family, financial struggles in my ministry. And each and every one of those times is a time where God wants to reveal Himself to us, that it's by His Spirit that I can surrender to Him, that I can lean upon the Lordship of Jesus Christ, and His wisdom becomes evident in my life. It's all about us learning to be humble. In 1 Peter 5 and verse 6, the Bible says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. People have prayed prayers and I've heard them and it sounds very spiritual to say, oh God, humble me. God, make me humble. And it sounds very spiritual, you know, but it's not the word of God. The Bible says God doesn't humble us. The Bible says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. So it's something we have to willingly do. Something we have to make a decision to just say, it's not by my might, it's not by my power, but it's by your Spirit of God. And the Bible says when we do that, that God will exalt us in due time and we can cast all our cares onto Him, for He cares for us. That is what surrender is about. It's about humbling ourselves before God and saying, God, it's your ways, it's your thoughts. It's not about me, but it's about you. And as we begin to do that and we lean under the mighty hand of God, God will exalt us. God will lift us up because He knows He will get all the glory and all the honor. And what will He do? He will then begin to take away our cares. We can give our stress to Him. We can give our burdens to Him and we can enter into a place of rest. It doesn't mean giving up, meaning we're quitting, but it means we're surrendering to Him and it means we're giving in to His wisdom. And we do that at the cross. The cross was a place of surrender. Jesus, when He was there at the Garden of Gethsemane, He said, not my will, but your will be done. He was God. He had all power. He had authority. He had the anointing of the Holy Spirit in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. But what did He say? He said, if I need to bear this cup and drink of this and go to the cross and suffer and do that, then I'm willing to do it because I know the great reward, because of the joy that was set before Him, because of God's wisdom. He endured the cross. And this is something that's not natural to our own thinking. It's not natural to our own humanity. But yet we can look and follow the example of Christ and see the great victory that came, that now millions of people are saved throughout history because of Jesus surrendering to the wisdom of God. And friends, lordship is shown through stewardship. As we surrender to God, what are we saying? Jesus be Lord. And when we do that, that means He's our master. It means that we are now His servant. We are His steward in all that's been given to us. He's given us wisdom. He's given us giftings and skills and all those things that I mentioned earlier. They're not bad. They're great. They're good. But God can only use them when we've entered in that place of surrender, when we've made Him Lord. True stewardship is doing exactly what God has called us to do. When God has called us to do it, we want to do it at the right time, at the right place. And it's having an attitude where we're more concerned about pleasing God and not pleasing men or pleasing ourselves or striving for something out of our human nature. But it's because we want to walk in obedience to God and to His purpose in our life. And that brings us, as I said, to a place of rest, knowing that God will tell us what to do. God's not going to leave us. He's not going to forsake us. God is very involved in our lives. He's very involved in the human race. And as we surrender to Him, He will lead us and He will begin to guide us in our life. So it's coming to the place of meekness. What is meekness? Meekness is having power under control. It's not weakness, but it's surrender to God. All the people mocked Jesus as He was on the cross and said, oh, if you are the Son of God, call down the angels. And Jesus stood in that place of authority and that place of power, but He had self-control and He was submitted. He was surrendered to the will of God. We look at the life of Jesus and we see this all throughout Jesus' life. We look at the miracle, the first miracle that Jesus did. It was not raising the dead. It was not in healing anyone. But what was it? It was in simply turning water into wine. Jesus said when his mother came to him and said, solve this problem. He said, my time has not yet come. And Mary said to the servants, do whatever Jesus tells you to do. What was Jesus doing in that point of time? It showed how Jesus is a relational God. Jesus said that it wasn't his time, but because of a respect for his mother, because of submission to his mother, because of the need that was there. And we know that God would want a wedding to end well. What did Jesus do? He launched into his ministry, serving us and beginning to do a miracle in the sight of all the people in the because it was the will of God. He has our interests at heart, friends, and we can trust him. God has different assignments for each of us, but we must learn to surrender to his wisdom and obedience. And this starts at the place of trust. Trust is the starting point for surrender. Paul fought for God's wisdom for a time. He was thought he was qualified to save the Jews. But what happened? God sent him to the Gentiles. Friends, God's wisdom is higher than ours. And sometimes we have a passion and it doesn't always work out the way we exactly thought it would work out. Why? Because God's ways are higher than our ways. But we need to be grateful for the opportunity that God has given to us. And friends, decide today to trust God. Start surrendering to him. He has a great future for you, far above what you can think or imagine. But we have to come and acknowledge that he is God, that he is Lord, and that he knows more than we do. As we know that he's God, we know that sometimes in our mind, but in our heart, we're not always walking it out. But trust me, I can tell you from experience, 20 over years of a ministry with God and many more than that, walking with him as a believer, as we begin to trust God, as we begin to lean on him and lean upon his wisdom, surrender to him, God will bring us into our purpose. God will bring us into a place of fulfillment in our lives. So friends, make a decision. What are the areas that maybe you're taking things into your own hands this week or even today as you're on your way to work or to school? Maybe you're feeling very stressed out. Well, today say, God, I'm going to surrender to you. God, I'm going to do my part. But God, I'm going to surrender to your wisdom. I'm going to humble myself and say, God, I need you. And as you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, you'll be able to cast your cares upon him and receive the anointing, receive the strength. So I pray that you're blessed today. I pray that this nugget of surrendering to God and his wisdom will help you as you apply it this week. And I look forward to sharing with you next week as we journey on talking about surrendering to God.
We hope you've been blessed by the audio devotion. For more information, visit derrickdunn.org and follow him on Twitter as well as Facebook.